peace and solitude to your night.
I feel by the wayside like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment, I started a place. Cause now that the corner lock, here were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. So never the right time, whenever you called. Went little by little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment, I started to play. But all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, some can heal, but this won't.
Richard, welcome. What can I do for you tonight?
I am currently with the love of my life. I've been back with her for 4 years. We're happily married, but I want to just send something out to her to tell her, you know, how much I appreciate what she does every day for me. We had split up like 30 years ago. We were together and we had a son together. I got scared because we were both young and I left. And 30 years later, we're back together. We're happy. And we're married. I didn't know if she still loved me as much as she did back then, still today, and she did.
So even after you turned tail and ran, she raised your child and still loved you?
Just as much as she did back then, she still loves me just as much as today.
So did you know that you had a child out there, or you didn't know she was pregnant?
I knew. I was 20, and she was younger than that. I always put it that way, and I wasn't ready for a child at that time, and I was scared, and I ran. He got with somebody else. He passed away, and I texted her one day. I said, how are you and the kids holding up after her boyfriend died? And it just went from there. Everything was rekindled. The old love, the spark, everything was still there. We still to this day, we still give each other butterflies every time we hug or kiss each other.
Well, I'm glad you were able to reconcile, especially with your son. That's a miracle. I'm glad that she forgave you.
Me too. I didn't know if she would or not.
When you hang up this phone, I want you to go take her in your arms. I want you to kiss her face. I want you to say to her, Delilah told me I am the most blessed man of the night to have somebody like you who believes in me and is by my side, because you are a blessed man.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Thank you for calling, and I'm so happy you're back with your true love, but more than that, I'm happy you're able to spend time building a relationship with your son.
Yes, and my grandbabies that he has. I mean, they love me to death. So that's a blessing there, too.
Maybe that's God's way of giving you a second chance.
It is. And that's the way I looked at it when we got back together.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face with arms wide open under the sunlight. Welcome to this place, I'll show you everything with arms wide open. Thank you.
I need this hole gone. Funny, you're the broken one, but I'm the only one who needed saving. Cause when you never see the light, it's hard to know which one of us is caving. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me out the way. I want you to stay. Stay. I want you to stay.
So earlier I was mentioning my birthday and my weekend and spending time with family and friends. And usually it's your business I pry into. Usually it's your situations. But I'm going to share something amazing that happened to me this past week that just blew my mind. A chance encounter that you're not going to believe. It's a long story. I'm going to try to make it short, okay? I will be back with that story and a dedication that I'm going to dedicate to family members. Stay tuned for that coming up next. You're listening to The Lila, Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
This week at Macy's, shop incredible specials on what you need now, like 65% off warm and stylish coats for her, and 40 to 50% off shoes, handbags, and accessories to complete your look. Plus, take 15 to 60% off great furniture and mattress deals, too. And Star Rewards members earn rewards even faster now during Star Money Bonus Days at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, anyone.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Hey, it's Boost Mobile here with a great deal to keep you connected. Now when you switch to Boost, you can get a Samsung A15 for free or an iPhone 11 for $49.99. We're here to bring you the best phones on America's largest 5G networks so you can get after it. Switching is easy. Just head to your local Boost Mobile store. That's a free Samsung A15 or an iPhone 11 for $49.99. Only at a Boost Mobile near you. Requires port-in, auto-pay, and ID verification. Other restrictions apply. See participating stores for details.
Psst. Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh.
Can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
KZST.
Whoa. Hey. Whoa. I've been waiting on the sunset. Bills on my mindset. I can't deny it. Getting higher, higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me to realize that this is just a journey. Drop your worries. You are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine. Oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down. Your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, no, it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey.
got my hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled, I start to compromise. My life and my purpose, is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard. Your head down, hey, hey, hey. Only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again, and it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again, and it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around, but you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down.
Imagine waking up in the morning and discovering your child has a high fever, can't eat or drink, and is so lethargic she can't walk. Now imagine realizing that you don't have the necessary $5 to have her seen at the local medical clinic. Or imagine holding your son who's burning up with fever from malaria and not being able to spend the $12 on medicine that would save his life. This is a reality for mothers every day in a refugee camp in West Africa. That's where I spend my vacations, working with those parents and children in an organization I founded years ago called Point Hope. Thankfully, we've made a huge difference with your help. We're providing fresh water, nutrition, medical assistance, education, skills training for adults, agriculture and horticulture education, and many, many more services to build a strong community for a population devastated by war, disease, and poverty. To find out how you can help, go to pointhope.org. Be a voice for a forgotten child today. That's pointhope.org. If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you.
Thank you.
Earlier, if you were listening, I told you I was going to share an amazing story. Before my father met my mother, he had two children with a different woman. They split up when she was pregnant with the second child. He never met him. She remarried before the baby was born, and her husband assumed the role, well, pretended to be his natural father. My father remarried, moved away, and had four kids with my mom. So the four kids he had with my mom, me, the second oldest, and the two kids he had beforehand never met. We had no relationship. We didn't know each other existed. When I was a young adult, I found out, I unraveled the mystery. I met my sister Madeline and my brother Ken, and we started a relationship. That was back in 1984, 85. And then life happened, and my half-brother made some knucklehead decisions and kind of blew up his life, just like the father that he never met. They're so much alike, it's crazy. And addictions destroyed his marriage and destroyed his family. However, he decided to give his life to God and got clean and sober and remarried his wife, Kelly, and rebuilt his family. But for whatever reason, we did not see one another for 25 years. And while I was celebrating my birthday, I heard someone call my name at a restaurant. I turned around and it was my sister-in-law with my half-brother, who I have not seen in 25 years. I know it sounds like a call for the Delilah show, huh? Only it was me. And we ended up having dinner together and then spent time the next day together and caught up on so much. And I told them I feel like I cheated myself by not actively trying to stay engaged. I cheated myself out of years of love. And I'm so sorry for that. I cheated myself. But now that we have spent time together again, I'm not going to let that happen again. So I am going to play a song for Ken and Kelly, for Madeline, my half-sister, that I did not get a chance to see, but I intend to, and for everybody who is trying very hard to use their time wisely to share love.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old.